ED raids just a day after farewell. ED raids most corrupt officer Anil Kumar Pawar. Vasai scam, ED targets. Civic boss. 41 illegal buildings, one big raid. Unmesh Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive, the Enforcement Directorate has raided former VVCMC Commissioner Anil Pawar's properties. A day after his transfer farewell, in connection with a major illegal construction scam in Vasai Virar. Linked to 41 unauthorized buildings on reserved land, the case has exposed deep civic corruption. Sprouts News Investigation Team, CIT, continues tracking developments. Civic corruption in Vasai Virar under scanner. In a dramatic turn of events, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, on Tuesday, conducted raids at multiple properties belonging to former Vasai Virar City Municipal Corporation, VVCMC, Commissioner Anil Kumar Pawar, a civic official widely regarded as one of the most corrupt officers in Maharashtra's municipal governance. The raids came just a day after his official farewell at VVCMC headquarters, which was attended by several MLAs and political functionaries from the Vasai Virar region. The ED teams carried out searches at Pawar's bungalow in Virar and his other residences in Mumbai and Nashik. The timing of the action, closely following his transfer, has sparked massive public and political attention. ED probes massive land scam. Involving 41 illegal building, sources in the agency told Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, that corrupt Anil Kumar Kandarao Pawar is under the scanner for his alleged role in the illegal approval of construction projects during his tenure as civic chief. The focus of the probe is on 41 unauthorized buildings built on land reserved for a sewage treatment plant, STP, and a dumping ground in Achole, Vasai. These structures were developed in violation of urban planning norms. Over the past few months, the ED has raided several Vasai-based builders, architects, and top civic officers tied to the scandal. Notably, in May 2025, the agency conducted searches across 13 locations in Nalasopara, Vasai, Virar, and Hyderabad, where they seized Rs 8.6 crore in cash and Rs 23.25 crore in diamond-studded jewelry and bullion from the residence of Y.S. Reddy, then Deputy Director of Town Planning, VVCMC. Sprouts, CIT, Civic Builders Nexus Behind Rs 1,000 CR Land Fraud. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, CIT, had earlier reported that the ED's probe stems from multiple FIRs registered by the Mira Bhayandar Vasai Virar Police Commissioner 8 against a network of builders, civic agents, and middlemen. According to ED, real estate developers Sitaram Gupta and Arun Gupta were central to this conspiracy. The duo allegedly fabricated approval documents and sold flats to unsuspecting homebuyers, fully aware that the buildings were illegal and subject to demolition. The ED claims these illegal buildings were constructed in full knowledge of their unauthorized status. The builders misled the public by hiding the fact that these buildings would be raised. Despite knowing the legal implications, they exploited gullible buyers to turn enormous profits, the ED's official note stated. 41. Buildings demolished by court order, hundreds rendered homeless. Following a series of legal challenges and petitions, the Bombay High Court ordered the demolition of all 41 buildings. The Supreme Court upheld the decision, and on February 20, 2025, civic teams razed the illegal structures. The crackdown displaced hundreds of families, most of whom had invested their life savings into these now demolished homes. Activists have repeatedly alleged that the entire project was enabled through blatant collusion between real estate lobbies and VVCMC's top officials, including most corrupt officer Anil Kumar Kandarao Pawar. ED tightens noose. Around Pawar, more arrests expected. With the ED now directly investigating Pawar's role in laundering proceeds of crime, legal experts say more arrests are imminent. Civic insiders suggest that key files were signed off by Pawar despite legal objections from junior officers. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, continues to track this developing story. Officials suggest that the scale of fraud may exceed Rs 1,000 crore, considering land value, buyer losses, and bribes paid through cash and diamonds. The public outcry is growing for stronger regulatory oversight and permanent blacklisting of officers like Anil Kumar Kandarao Pawar from holding any public office in the future.